WSIJ 839 listening.
Test
1-2-3, it's working, sounds pretty decent actually. WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
UFHR 567, good morning, channel. Standing by.
Yeah, good morning, Sam, from WRWB 49.
Good morning, 489. Yep, I hear you.
You're the first one I've heard out here. And I've had this thing on for about a half hour now.
I can guarantee you we're not the only ones out here. Some other ones are listening. Good morning and good evening.
Morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning. WSHM 738. I'm on the phone, but I'll be back. You're not the only one. You're right. And now we can still say that, too. WSHM 738, I'll be right back.
Yeah, good morning, and all right. So what are you working on today there, Sam?
I got a customer that's bringing me to zero turn, so I don't know what he needs done to him.
Well, actually, the whole kit and caboodle.
I got to look him over, figure out, you know, what he needs done, let him know.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm thinking about scrapping my van, man.
What year is it?
12. You know, the transmission is going to cost me $1,000. It's got 300,000 miles on it. Sure, it runs beautifully.
But, you know, I'm afraid when I put that transmission in, I'm going to be looking at a motor eventually. I don't know that I want to go that route.
Yeah, and those engines are notorious for engine kicks.
You know, my daughter's got that notorious engine kick. Hers is a 16, mine's a 12. You know, you would think that mine would have the engine kick. It's nothing.
Oh, interesting. I know some of these newer engines now, man. They take a 0W20 weight. It's like, wow. It's like almost, you might as well say you just pour WD-40 in your engine.
I don't know, man. If my son-in-law can get me a transmission from the junkyard to be worked at, I'll do the job, but if it's going to cost me $1,000, I don't know that I want to put some time and effort into it. I might just get something different.
Well, does the van look good? I mean, is it immaculate? I mean, if it looks decent, I mean, if you think it's worth putting money into, then I would do it.
Well, it runs decent, you know, it runs very well, you know, besides the transmission going out on them when they were door dashing, and I never had a problem with the van in 5 years.
Yeah, copy. I remember when they had the 3.3 liter. That engine's like bulletproof. I mean, flawless. That thing will never die. And they were putting them in the caravans from like the 80s all the way up until like what, the mid 2000s.
That's the problem. They don't want anything bulletproof in a car anymore. They want everything to break in a car. You know, when your warranty's up, before your warranty's up, that's when your car's going to break.
I'd like to report a Whistler yesterday early evening. That's a Whistler.
Signal is fading in and out. I heard something about a blower, a Whistler, something.
Yep, I'd like to report a Whistler that keyed up this repeater yesterday early evening and whistled and never identified. And where do I report that at?
I guess, contact your local, you know, authorities.
Yeah, that whistle was the kid, without question.
They don't do that, remember? That's not their MO. Come on now, their claim to fame is they don't do stuff like that.
Oh yeah, if you heard the whistle, you'd identify it immediately. Anyways, pretty foggy out there today, I guess.
There's no guessing, it's quite foggy out here.
I'm sure you would know. You're probably, what, sitting out in the park as we speak. Morning, Don.
Right here on 13 and Mondale Park entrance.
Your audio is kind of muffled. I don't know if you got the transceiver, you know, further away from you or whatnot, but it's muffled.
It could be the traffic, too. Oh, by the way, WSIJ 839.
All right. Well, good morning.
Yep, good. good morning anyway. Sam?
Good morning to you. What, you done with your phone call, Paul?
I am.
Well, they were real happy you got stuck in a traffic jam yesterday. They said it couldn't happen to a better person.
Well, the problem is, I don't want to upset them, but it trapped a lot of people. And you know what? I still got paid for the whole day. So they can laugh at that, too.
Just saying, some of the stuff I hear out here is crazy. Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, look at what you're dealing with, right? You just have to understand, without me and a couple other people, they would have a real boring life. So I'm glad they focus on me, but I just want to let them know, no matter what they think in their heads, it's as far as it's ever going to go for them, right there.
I realize that a robot job paid like that, man. So you got paid to sit in traffic. Man. And here they make fun of your robot job.
I got paid to sit in traffic. And you know what? I got back in around here by 10 a.m. and I was eating a nice meal by 10:15 and still got paid for the day. At $70 an hour.
Turned us out with a good dinner.
Right. $70 an hour. I hope they're laughing at that one, too.
Yeah, I think if I remember right, Sam, it was the old Mr. Preston stick over there, you know, was the one that was making fun.
Who was it? I mean, I don't really care. One idiot's all those idiots, so they're all the same. They're a bunch of parrots of one another. Who was it, Mike?
The guy that lays a press and stick tile.
Oh, that idiot, yeah. Yeah, okay, well. Yep, jealousy. Jealousy will drive them to their grave. They're so concerned about me.
Driving them fast enough.
Yeah, one of the jammers out here. And WSU 202.
Yeah, that figures.
Is that so much? Yesterday afternoon.
You want to run that by us again there, Don? Your audio is like really like muffled and light.
Alright, let's try this. Anybody get to listen to the Echo Mic yesterday afternoon?
What exactly does it mean to echo mic? What somebody was monitoring in the background of their transmission and you heard the delay? I'm not sure what that's referring to.
Now, this was an actual echo microphone. They actually were playing with the settings.
On this repeater?
Yes, this afternoon.
What time was that at?
I don't know, around
five or six, I think.
I didn't hear that, but might have missed it. I don't know.
Same. WFHF 567.
Well, all this crap started, you know, 98% of it started when one guy brought his son out here, and then his son brought all these other deviants out here. And that's where this thing went south.
That's what happens when you have a lot of non-licensed operators causing trouble.
And only the non-licensed ones they distributed radios to. I mean, it's some of the licensed ones as well. So it's a mixed bag of... you know, crap, really. All right, I got to get in the shower. I'll be back. The WSHM 738.
It's like dealing with a bag of trail mix. I mean, there's all different types. Ham operators doing it. Former, chicken banders turn, GM wrestlers. It's all types.
Even your neighbor over there, Sam, got caught red-handed to it one morning. I was right going south on Van Dyke, right at his street when he keyed up. So, I heard you in the input. You were weaker, and he was full scale, full quieting right there at Ready Avenue and Van Dyke. So you tell me who you think that was at 5:20 in the morning.
No, this is the one and only.
All right, in the shower, WSHM 738.
I'm sure, Don, it's got to be pretty cold out there right now. I'll be sitting in the park.
It's not that bad. It's a little damp, but it's really not that bad out here.
No, okay. Yeah. Just figured because with it being foggy and that, I'm sure it's got. I figured it's got to be a little chilly, but you're saying it's not too bad, so all right.
I've been out there for 3 hours.
Wonder if it's going to be a sunny day today or if we're going to have some rain.
Partly sunny with a high near 66, calm winds becoming southeast, southwest at 6 miles an hour in the afternoon.
All right, that's not too bad. I guess I'll take it.
I'm with you. Sure. Each region.
I feel bad for the people that live north of here, man. They're dealing with all kinds of, flooding and that. Especially up there in, like, the Utica and Shelby area. Man. Oh, and Sterling Heights, that part of that's underwater.
Yeah, the more north you go, and the worse it gets, too.
Yep. Right. Yeah, Sheboygan, look at that, man. Sheesh. That's not good.
Yeah, my brother went to the dam yesterday. And the amount of water coming out of that thing is just unreal. And that's only a couple miles down the road from his house.
Oh, man, that's not good. Well, my parents, live up in Gladwin, and their lake, know, was affected back, what was it 5 years ago, 6 years ago, when all those hydro dams up there, they had trouble, and, well, some of the levees breached, and some of the dams burst and broke.
Glad we don't have to worry about that here. No doubt about that.
And luckily their house didn't get flooded out, but the dams messed up. And, you know, they still don't have a lake. So, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. They said, oh, by this year, the lake will be back to normal again. And it's like, man, I'd have to, you know, deal with that. Because it sucks. I mean, they still got a lake, but they brought the water level down because of the dam, you know, being screwed up. So now basically it's like a swamp with a bunch of stumps in it.
I would not be a happy camper.
Yeah, all those dams that were along the tip of Tuwassee, you know, got affected. Sanford, that one got completely wiped out. They had to rebuild that one entirely. And the other ones, they had to reshore up. Or they're in the process still of reshoring them up.
Didn't they used to say back in the day, don't mess with Mother Nature?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, because all those lakes up there, they're all man-made lakes that are off the tip of Tuwassee. Those weren't natural lakes. They were just, you know, dammed up areas, and they became lakes, and that's it. You know, they weren't there thousands of years ago.
Well, my friend, I've had it for a day. I'm on my way home to go to bed. You have yourself a great day. 73, and God bless, my friend. And everybody else on the channel, have a good day. 73, and God bless. WSIK 839.
You have a good day as well. WSHS 567, Sam I Am. We'll catch you later there, Don. WRWB 49. Yeah, it sucks, man. Have you seen that, Sam, you know, up there in Utica? How bad it is over by Riverbends Park and all that?
Yeah, the poor people, man, they're going to be lucky if they have anything left. You know, the ones that are flooded anyway. It's a shame. It really is.
Yeah, they must have opened up the floodgates in the northern end of the Clinton River somewhere. I want to say what, out towards like Rochester maybe. Because man, yeah, it's not looking good for those people that live up there in Utica and Shelby Township and Sterling Heights, even down this way by me. You know, along the river.
One of our family members, his pole barn is completely underwater, completely flooded. Brand new log cabin house, pole barn, it's all flooded underwater.
Oh, man, so he must live up there in the Sheboygan area.
I don't know. What I understand is his house was in a holler somewhere, you know, in a low spot. So, yeah, he got flooded fast.
Yeah, it's not good. Now, where is he at, his QTH?
know. Hang on. I'll find out.
Copy that, Mike?
No, I did not. Go ahead again.
Between Sheboygan and Indian River.
Okay, so the northern, western part of Michigan. Okay. I got you. And yeah, those people up there, man, I feel bad for them. You said they had no insurance?
No, I said hopefully they're good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bummer, man. You know, most people don't think to get flood insurance until one day it's too late and then they're all flooded out. I went to school with this gal, you know, that she lived right there at Moravian and just right there by the Clinton River Bridge there off Moravian. And she lived on a street that was adjacent to the old Moravian Hills Country Club. Anyway, yeah, man, you know, we had that bad rainstorm back in 2004, and it flooded out a lot of Macomb County. And her parents' house got affected by it, you know. She wakes up, and the basement's flooded out, and there's water, standing water on the first floor of the house. It's like, oh, man.
Bad enough in the basement floods, you know, water on the first floor of the house is a real problem.
Yeah, right. Well, that house now has since been gone. The township bought them out, you know, eminent domain, and had to place bulldozed for, extra parking for the, that George Park that's down there.
All right, I'm back. WSHM 738.
No, we're still here. Still trying to hold the fort down anyway.
Alright, very good.
We were just talking about all the flooding that's been going on. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get a overabundance of rain in a short period. There are known areas that have a tendency to flood easily.
Right, especially, down by me over here. The back nine at Fern Hill, Bud Park, George, part of that gets flooded out every year. Now they're saying that, I've seen, news crew, people in Utica, there's neighborhoods up there, Utica Shelby area, where they're all flooded out. They can't even get to their homes.
Yeah, terrible. I sent you, Mike and Sam, I sent you a text there. Come to laugh at that one.
I got it, yeah. Well, they could sit there and say what they want, but hey, you got paid to sit in traffic. It's pretty good, too.
Yeah, I probably lied. I was 30 cents shy of 70 bucks, sorry.
No, it don't matter. I mean, fallacies run prevalent, in the radio world for certain people.
Well, it does matter, Mike. It matters to them, evidently.
Well, they were mad. I guess they were upset about it or distraught or jealous or I don't know. I don't really care, I mean, they seem to care, but I don't care.
Right. They care about something like that. It shows you their MO and how they care about jamming us when we're out here. It's the same thing. It's all one little basket of bad stuff coming from them, right? It proves the MO.
I mean, I get it, you know. They're jealous because you eat, you know, T-bone or porterhouse while they had to stand in line at the White House. I get it.
All right, Charlie off today or is he working today?
Yes, 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 I'm working.
Man, now I don't feel so alone.
Got to work yesterday, and I didn't know this, but we get profit sharing. I found this out yesterday when they handed me the paper.
Yeah, try not to tout about that stuff. You'll become a target.
I wasn't done making the coffee yet when the boss walked up and said, "Hey, man, I got something for you." And he handed that to me, and I looked at it and said, "No kidding. I'll see you next week." He said, "No, you get your ass to work so you can get one next year, too."
Yeah, hopefully it was something sizable and you can do something tangible with it.
I was very happy. And my wife texted me a little later on and said, "Hey, I was checking the bank." I said, "Yeah, cool, huh?" She said, "It's already gone, though."
Yeah, I get it. All right, I'm going to finish up here, and I'm being mobile in a few. SHM 738. Congratulations, good. Extra money is always good.
Yep, I like free cash. WSBT 754. Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Charlie.
Yep, good morning. I take it you're just now passing the rest up.
No, actually, where the heck am I? Well, I'm past 23 anyway. Coming up to, I don't know. It's foggy out here, so it's kind of hard to see where the heck I'm at. I guess I'm coming up towards North River Road, I suppose.
Oh, you made it that far, okay. Yep, exit 237.
Yep, just crossed over Joy Boulevard, Joy Road, whatever. Yep, right about there. Right in front of the repeater. Jam me now, I dare you.
Mount Clemens Drive, that used to be my hangout.
Yeah, I spent many a time there in the summer. It's a shame, you know, that place was supposed to stay open until like 2000. But the family didn't want to keep it, you know, after 1997. You know, the old man died, and that was it, and they sold off to Russ Melanie, and they bought the property.
Yeah, I know. I used to hang out in the projector room. The projector guy used to teach me all about the projector and the reels and how to change them, and it was fun.
Yeah, those are all a thing of the past. The only one that's left around here is the one in Dearborn. The one in Flint, they just closed that here last season, and they don't think they're going to reopen it.
The place you're talking about?
Clemens Drive.
Oh, yeah. God, that's been many, many years ago. I haven't seen one in a long time.
My wife says there's one out in Taylor called Memory Lane.
I don't know about that one. I know about the one in Dearborn, which is still active. And then there was that one in Flint, what do you call it, the U.S., was it 34 drive-in or something? They had like two screens or three screens. Just down the street from Flint Truck Assembly.
I don't know, I think it's a shame, man. You can't load up your family in the car anymore and take them to the drive-in, you know? That used to be a thing. Every one of my kids experienced Mount Clemens drive-in, you know? So I guess I got lucky there. In fact, one of my kids got stitches. I believe it was a slide, if I remember correctly.
Man, that's a long time ago. Yep, I remember that whole area before it was even built up. And you had, of course, across the street from that place, you had Ungratchet, was the old Telstar. You know, you could rent the rooms out by the minute.
I lived over there in the 80s before it was all populated, you know. I lived over there before 21 and Gratiot, you know, the McDonald's over there and all that new stuff. Well, it ain't new anymore, but that McDonald's wasn't built, you know. It was all open fields. I had my first job there at that McDonald's.
So you're talking about that one just before Marketplace Boulevard?
The one before, Yamaha at the corner there, it's before all that, you know, same side of the road.
Yeah, it's just before 21, or just before, it's just after Hall Road and before 21, I don't exactly where it's at. Right by the KFC and the Arby's and so on and so on.
That whole area's changed big time. I was kind of hoping that it would never change and it would stay country, but no. There was a fight about that drive-in, Mike. My dad was working and my stepdad and, there was a fight in the families. They wanted to keep it open, and the other family didn't want to keep it open, but ultimately the choice was to close it down.
Yeah, I remember the day they closed it. It's like, oh, man. Yeah, the last year it was open was in 97. 1998 comes in, and, well, that's it. They tore it down. No more.
Just knowing something about the drive-in. The old Mount Clemens drive-in or something?
That was my old hangout as a teenager. Except at work there, I got in for free every weekend.
Yeah, so, where was that located? Off of Gratiot somewhere, right?
Between 21 and Hall Road.
Okay, wasn't there one, like, around 15 in Gratiot, Mike, years ago? You may have been too young for that. I don't know.
Yeah, I was too young for that. But I do remember seeing photos of it, and Gene told me about it, Gratiot driving.
Yeah, somewhere 14, 15 mile road or something, I thought. Remember my uncle taking us there, and I think, I can almost remember, I don't know if he took us once or twice, or it was a double feature, and not sure, but I remember Son of Flubber, and then I want to say Young Frankenstein, and those two, I think, for sure.
I just know that, you know, I was told it closed up in 84.
It's certainly been a long time.
And I'm sure this is around 74, 75, 76, so you actually have to look and see when Son of Flubber premiered. Right? So I guarantee it's like centered right around 1975 or something. It had Fred McMurray in it. And I want to say we've seen one called High Anxiety, but, you know, we're going a ways back. I mean, she's talking 51 years or something.
No, okay. I do have in my garage here two matching pair of speakers from the old Bel Air driving.
Farrah, Bel Air. Where was that one at?
Wasn't it 8 Mile and just after Grosbeck?
Boy, I don't know. I've certainly never been to that one, but probably sounds right.
It was right there where the Bel Air Shopping Center is now, you know, which is now vacant. There's nothing left there, but it used to be a Target, Toys R Us. A movie theater in there called the Bel Air Theater. But that's where it was. Yeah, it's on the Detroit side, south side of 8 Mile. Just after Grosbeck.
Still there. They just don't have outdoor movie theaters anymore.
No, now you sit across the street with a bucket of popcorn watching people get carjacked.
Only reason why I know the movie theater's still there is because C&J parking lot sweeping I used to do, and the Bel Air parking lot used to be one of mine.
Look up that movie. You got your phone with you, Mike? Look up that movie, Son of Flubber. See when it, like, was released. That'll tell you a year that I was at that drive-thru on Gratiot.
January of 63.
No, Son of Flubber?
So my wife said she looked it up.
No, so that must have been a replay. I wouldn't know. I was a kid. Really? 63? All right, well, I know that wasn't it, so that was played later. How about Blazing Saddles? When did that one come out?
I know in the 70s, sometime around in the 70s.
I think my guess would be 76 or something for Blazing Saddles, but 75 or 76, somewhere in there.
74.
I would say my guess was 74. I know that was one. I think we've seen there. And so Blazing Saddles, and then I think after that was Young Frankenstein, which was probably, my guess is 75, because the same guy with that movie brought Gene Wilder in for Young Frankenstein, which was probably, I'm guessing, really close to 75, if not 76.
74.
That was 74, too. Wow, hard to believe it was that long ago. I always centered it around 75 because I would have been, 12 years old. So your memory is of usually pretty good at 12 years old, so there you go. Those are a couple of movies at the Gratiot Drive-In that my uncle took us to go see. I certainly remember those movies, so.
You said it was released December 75.
Okay, so close to 76. There you go. That's still a good one to watch on TV today. Just like the other movie I seen last night on TV, that's a good one, and I get these two confused a little bit. Brooklyn's Finest And, what was the other one? Training Day. Two really good movies, very similar to one another.
Yeah, that was a good movie with Ethan Hawke and Denzel Washington.
And that was Training Day, based on L.A. and then Brooklyn's Finest. You know, it was based in New York, right? So, Ethan Hawke was in that one as well. So, very similar in nature, those two movies. Maybe even done by the same guy, I'm willing to bet.
I'm not sure. What say you, Charlie?
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I was getting parked. But when Sam said the Blazing Saddles came out in 74, I just grabbed my mic. That was going to be my guess, was 74, when Blazing Saddles came out.
Yeah. The old days. WSHM 738.
WSBT 754.
WSHS 567. WRWB 49. Yeah, back when movies were funny. Nowadays, these movies, they just, I don't know, you call that comedy? Because I don't.
Huh. Yeah, maybe that Grashin Drive-In, I just trying to place where it was. You know, was it just south of 15th? Would it have been like right around Quinn Road where that whole shopping mall thing is now, that I forget what's there. I don't know. Target? Is there a Target in there? Is that where it was?
No, if I remember right, Gene told me it was over there by where the driving range is. Back in there.
Driving range is Little Mac and Gratiot?
Yeah, back over there. If you go down Gratiot in Roseville, they have a, you know, a sign that says "Welcome to Roseville," and it renders the old Gratiot Drive with the waterfall coming down the one side.
I'll have to look that up when I get at work here. I'm curious now that the subject come up.
I remember the netting hanging all over the place. Mike, didn't they used to have a skating rink over in that area too? They closed that down years ago. I think the only thing left is Great Skate.
Yeah, you're talking about Shores Skateland. That used to be over there at Harper and 15. That's gone now. It's been gone for a long time.
Yeah, I used to visit that place when I was a kid. Great Skate and a few others, yep. Yeah, that place has been gone for a while. You're right.
That was a place everybody went to on Friday nights through the 70s and early 80s, I think.
You know what I find a real shame? These new kids aren't going to have anything like what we had as kids. I mean, we had it going on. Going skating, going bowling, going to the movies. Kids don't have any of that.
Yeah, I remember looking forward to going roller skating every weekend back in the 70s.
Yeah, picking up those chicks with the Jordache jeans.
Man, you used to love it. Garden Roller Rink up in Fort Gratiot.
But these people running red lights in foggy conditions. Man, I live for the day to watch them crash into somebody.
I gotta say, I think our childhoods, all of us that are out here,
our childhoods were way better than the childhoods that are, you know, happening now. We had a lot more to do.
Yeah, but we didn't have the trampoline parks and all the things they got. It's just different, Sam, that's all. And we're biased because that's what we grew up with and that's what we know. And I agree with you a little bit that some of these basic things were pretty cool that these kids don't get today. But they got other things that we didn't have as well. So, I mean, I certainly didn't have an iPhone in my hands at 7 years old.
All my granddaughters, every one of them has iPhones. It's crazy, I know.
I'm still very upset that they came out with big wheels when I was too old to ride one.
You can still get one now.
They make wheels for adults.
Just want a picture of you on one.
If I get in it, I don't think I'd get out of it.
The big ones they have now for adults, the big wheels, it's where they have like a two-stroke engine on it.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Yeah, they still sell the big wheel, I know. I bought one this Christmas for someone, so...
Yeah, it was a different time growing up in the 70s, that's for sure. Of course, I spent most of it on the farm, so a lot of this stuff you guys talk about is like a dream to us, man. We were up in the morning working. Didn't matter how old you were, we were working.
That's the way it is in the country.
Yeah, let me guess. You had to get up at like 3 in the morning and, tend to the animals, the livestock. That's how it was when I was, you know, when I was going to school. We had kids that were, you know, back then, 24 in Romeo Plank. I mean, that was still a rural area out there, and there were still a lot of farms left. And I, you know, went to school with kids that would have to do that, get up at like 3:45 in the morning. 4 o'clock, you know, before school started, and go tend to the cows and the chickens and the pigs.
Jammers are waking up.
They're trying. No success.
Right. Yeah, back then, Yale High School was split sessions. We started school at like 6 a.m., so you got to throw a bus ride in on that. We had to get our chores done before we catch the bus. Yeah, it was crime-free, so to speak, but it sure was a lot of work.
Builds character.
I want character.
Nothing wrong with a little hard work. On a brighter note, my 3-year-old granddaughter help me carry up. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's good. Good. All right, fellas, I'm going to go in and make the coffee. I get out at 2:30 today, so I don't know if I'll catch you on the air. If not, you guys have a good weekend. WSBT 754. Charlie, have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend, Charlie. We'll talk to you later.
Yep, we'll catch you later.
I can't believe she was able to hold the can up and wheel it all the way from the front to the back. I mean, the cans are bigger than she is. And she got no quit in her.
Pretty impressive.
Clogged up in an unusual spot at this time of the morning. All right, anyway, guys get out of here. Have a good, productive Friday. Make lots of money, all that good stuff, and, have fun. Kind of at the end of my shoestring here, so catch you guys later. WSHM 738.
Hey, Paul, you have a good day. WSHM 567. You know, I hope you enjoy your day. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, we'll catch you later there, Paul. WRWB in 49. I'll be standing by here for a minute, Sam. But I'll be back.
WRZT 820 mobile monitoring for about 15 minutes. The fog's pretty heavy out here, probably about an eighth of a mile visibility. Yes, 567. Good morning, Sam. How are you today?
No complaints. I woke up with the feet on the ground. No complaints.
True story. It's, ground might be a little bit wet, but as long as we can still get our feet on there, right? I feel like there's a lot more traffic. A lot of people are heading in early due to the fog, but definitely more traffic now than usual. Holy guacamole.
Good morning, WSHB 336, mobile monitoring.
336, mobile monitoring. This is WRUU 850. Mobile talking, how are you doing?
Doing good, just waking up. How about you?
Yeah, a little early this morning, on my way to work. And this fog, wow.
Over here on 23 and 94, it's not too bad. Where are you at?
14 mile and Bequinner. And, visibility is less than a half mile. In fact, just south of me, about down by 12-mile road, so probably a quarter mile. Yeah, maybe a half-mile visibility. And not very good visibility at that. You can just see the lights.
Appreciate the heads up. I'm headed that way.
Yeah, if there was a car running around without their lights on, he would, really pose a problem. They'd be right on you. So just be real cautious at intersections. Keep somebody in with their lights on. At least till the sun comes up and burns a little bit of this off. So, quite dense. Hey, who other than that? It's Friday, so, you know. Can't beat that.
Absolutely, and this weekend doesn't look too bad. It looks like it's going to rain tomorrow, but I think Sunday is supposed to be somewhat decent.
Well, that's good. Got a funeral I got to attend tomorrow. So, other than that, no big plans for the weekend, so we'll just play it by ear.
Sending my condolences. No plans on my end. Got a coworker's birthday party tonight. That's about it.
said part, so thumbs up. Oh, man, I got to figure out where I'm going to get some coffee this morning. Probably the Starbucks up here at 16 Mile. I'll probably rip 16 Mile across. Wonder what the fog's going to be like over there by Freedom Hill. It's probably going to be pretty dense over there.
Hard to say. Like I said, I'm on 94, and it's not too bad over here.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe. Might be. I'm up at 16 in the Quinter now, and there's a lot of light here, so it could be that. But seems like I can see a little bit further now. So it might be lightening up a little.
All right, buddy, you guys safe, and we'll chat at you later, WSHB 336, mobile monitoring.
Okay, you do the same. Enjoy your last day of the week, and have fun at that party. WRU 850.
WSBU 202, good morning to all.
Real quick, good morning, and I got to pop over to the other radio. The WRU 850.
Good morning, and I just got off the highway on Hall Road, and fog has picked up. WSHB 336.
WRWR357, monitoring.
WSEU 202, mobile. Thank you.
WRVS 713, New Baltimore. Do you copy? WRVS 713, New Baltimore. Do you copy? Negative on WRVS 713, New Baltimore. This is WSGG 772, Shelby Township. We're clear.
WSHB 336, mobile monitoring.
Go ahead, you got WRWB 49, going off this morning.
Not too much, just going on my lunch break right now. What's going on with you?
Heading off to one of my assignments. That's about it.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
I drive all over, you know, part of the job description.
Could be worse, could be raining or cold.
Stuff don't bother me. I don't mind the cold, you know. I would go on my lunch break, you know, over the recourse of the winter and just sit there on Saturdays and Sundays and watch the snowmobile race. You know, since I was working out that way.
I'm going to go with the opposite. I like the hot. I like the heat. Can't stand the cold.
I can't stand the heat. You know, if I had it my way, I'd be living up in the UP right now, but, it works down here, so, plus there's no work up there to be had.
Now, I will agree, going up north, you get more scenery and less people, so I'll agree on that part, but the cold, no.
Right now, just, heading eastbound here on 94. No traffic, really. Everything's moving along pretty quickly here.
There you go, I'm coming at you from 16 and Mound.
I didn't catch your personal, but personal here is Mike India Kilo Echo.
Whiskey Sierra. Hotel Bravo 336.
I got the call sign. I just was curious. I didn't catch the name.
My apologies. First name is Nick.
I think we've talked here a few times before. As a matter of fact, I think I heard you out there this morning, you know, calling for somebody.
Yeah, I was headed into work around 06:30.
They would have been around this time. Because everybody else had signed off and I was getting ready myself.
I'm just waiting for 1600 where I can clock out and go home.
Actually, I don't get out until around 6 o'clock today. That's alright.
Yeah, at least it's a nice day though, so you get to enjoy the sunshine or the clouds where what your weather is looking like up there.
Now, you know, blue skies delight, you know, around the bay.
Say, I got blue skies towards my south, towards Detroit, and if I look north, I got clouds.
See faintly off to the northwest there. Yep, I can see them off in the distance.
I don't see anything on the weather radar, so that's a good sign.
That's a good thing.
Stand by, I'm about to make my order real quick. WSHB 336.
Alrighty, WRWB 49 will be standing by.
Alrighty, got my order, and headed back to the office, WSHB 336.
Yeah, they're, go ahead. Negative copy on Nick, I think it's WSHB 336.
I hear ya. You're coming in real, staticky, though.
Gives me certain spots out here by the bay, and it's like, man, you know, my signal gets, blocked. But it happens.
Roger.
Getting closer to my destination here, so I will, contact you later. WRWB 489 will be clear on your final.
Alright buddy, I'm about to pull into the office in a couple minutes. WSHB 336, clear, and you have a good day.
Good morning, everybody. This is WSHB 257, I'm mobile monitoring.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Testing, testing.
Rubber baby fuzzy bouncers.
WSHB 336 mobile hiring.
Yeah, WIWR 357, you copy me?
Good copy, good copy. How you doing today?
I'm great. It's the weekend. It's a beautiful day. And I'm just getting out of work.
How about yourself? My name's Randy here.
Same, just clocked out, headed home, changed, go to a birthday party tonight. It's going to be a good time. I'm over here in Sterling Heights, 18 in Mound, no rain. Where are you at?
Oh, I'm not too far from you. Just leaving 16 in Mound, or 16 in Van Dyke area.
You said it's raining over there?
No, it's not raining, it's bright and sunny here.
Ten four on that. I thought you said it was raining.
No, that's supposed to start up again tomorrow morning, unfortunately, and last half the day. But Sunday should be nice. Just getting to that point where I'm deciding whether, you know, I want to start wearing shorts everywhere, but still gets chilly.
If you're looking to wear shorts, you got to move down to Florida.
Yeah, I remember headed down there once. I think it was December sometime on a family trip. You know, we're just, and I took nothing but shorts and tank tops. And I got there, I don't think, first 3 days it got above 55 degrees. I had to go, stop at the store and buy pants.
I went down there in February. It was cold the whole time. The last day, it was 80 plus degrees, but stuck in the airport.
That's how it goes sometimes. I think if you want to, if you're going to Florida and you want to guarantee it's going to be warm, you probably got to be going to the Keys to just avoid the, any chance of being chilly.
I completely agree with you. I lost the Super Bowl bet, so I had to go cook a menu for somebody's party.
You got to cook a menu? Like, you put the menu on the barbecue grill and grill it up?
Kind of like that. We had a pre-game menu, a during-the-game menu, and then a after-the-game menu.
Okay, gotcha.
A lot of food, a couple days of leftovers, still a good time.
You said that was for you lost a bet or something for football?
Yeah, I lost a Super Bowl bet. I bet the Lions could make it to the playoffs last season, and they failed.
Yeah, I would have made the same bet, too. I don't blame you there.
This year's bet is if they don't make it to the playoffs, I got to go to California.
Well, that don't sound so bad. They always say three teams from the previous year usually don't make the playoffs. And then that made it the previous year, you know, so there'll be three new teams. So I'm hoping the Lions are one of them.
You know what our Michiganers always say. Always next year.
Well, they, business can get something done here, and Michigan's already done it, basketball and football. Just need the Lions to step up, and it's making me a real happy Michigander.
Isn't that the truth? I mean, I really like Jared Goff, so I have very high hopes for him.
Yeah, I like Goff a lot, too. He's the right guy for the job. I remember I was a little disappointed when I first got him, but he's definitely won me over. But he's definitely a guy that he's proven that we can win with him, so more power to him.
I think all we need now is just a better O-line and bump up the defense a little bit, and we should be good.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, but Brad Holmes, he likes to take his best player available, and it's starting to win me over a little bit when he explains why, you know, that, you know, need always change every year, and if you're always changing what you need and not getting the best player available, then you miss out on some special picks, some game-changing players. So, I don't know. I'm real curious to see what he does here in a few more weeks.
What are your thoughts on the offense coordinator, I believe, the guy from Arizona?
Well, I heard from somebody that, I know somebody that works with the organization, and they really like him a lot, and they weren't too crazy about the previous guy.
That was, Mike, I forgot his last name, the dude from Miami, correct?
No, the guy they got is from Arizona, and man, I'm drawing a blank on the guy that they booted mid-season, or, you know, at the end of the season. I can't remember his name.
It's all good. I mean, I'm excited to see what they're going to do this season. High hopes. So, hopefully we get it.
Yeah, I was sad to see Montgomery go. You know, I don't blame him, but, you know, it was nice to have that dual threat. When we signed him, there was no telling how good Gibbs was going to become.
100% on that, but like you said, you know, I understand. They didn't really play him. He wants to play, so I get it.
And you'll probably see Gibbs, he's the favorite to win offensive MVP, so, you know, I can see that happening.
Well, I guess we'll see if Aaron Rodgers finally retires this year or if he's going to stick around for one more year.
He really wanted that second title to cement his legacy, you know, after winning so early in his career, and, you know, the next 17 seasons, he hasn't been able to get back to the big game.
I thought he did a decent job with the Steelers, and I didn't really hear much of the things that he usually says, so it seemed like he calmed down quite a bit.
Yeah, I think having a coach like Tomlin, who's like a no-nonsense, like a guy who's like 100% in control, that probably did it. It was good for him, and, you know, he needs that. But yeah, well, it's because Tomlin said to me, I always liked that coach, but, you know, I think any team in the NFL would, just about any team, would hire him in a heartbeat if he wanted another job. But I think he wants the time off.
I don't remember if he quit or if he got fired.
I'm pretty sure he's gone voluntarily.
That bites. I know Aaron Glenn ain't doing too hot with the Jets.
Yeah, and I liked Aaron Glenn. I liked him more than I liked, what's his name? Ben Johnson, for sure. They didn't want to lose either of them, but anybody that was going to the Jets wasn't going to have much success at first, that's for sure.
Speaking of Ben, though, I will give him credit for turning the Bears around to a somewhat decent team, so I'll applaud him on that. I wasn't a fan of him going to the Bears, but, you know.
Absolutely, because I hate the Bears. And, but yeah, no, he definitely, yeah, I mean, they had a lot of close ones, but, like, with him, he just really, really sold it.
I was
I think Green Bay is starting to get back up there a little bit, but I still think we can beat them. Vikings are a flip of the coin, but I believe the Bears are going to be the big rival.
It's definitely going to be a very even division. It's going to be a close division again, you know, where everyone's beating everybody else. So you're probably right. It's going to be hard to say. But anyways, man, it was good talking to you. I just pulled up to my next stop here. I got to get out, get busy, and you enjoy your weekend. And we'll catch you on here again sometime. This is WIWR357.
All right, buddy. You have a good one out there. WSHB 336, clear.
WSIP 284, this is WSET 257, you out there?
This is WSIP 284, go ahead 257.
Just seeing if you had a preference for coffee day this weekend, over.
Whatever day works good for me, pretty much.
Roger that. You want to text John Boy if he needs our name or not? Over.
Yeah, sounds good. Sure can.
Roger that. I'm just heading home, so I guess I'll see what you guys decide on when I get there. But I'll be really good as well, so just let me know. I'll be here in my email.
Roger that, 257 sounds good. I will talk to you later then. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear monitoring. This is WSIP 284 to WSET 257. You copy?
I got a copy on you there, 284, it's 257.
I just wanted to let you know, I heard back from John here, he said potentially Sunday, but he just got back and may not be feeling great either, so it's sort of up in the air, but potentially Sunday.
Okay, roger that, I guess we'll shoot for Sunday and see if he's able to show, over.
Roger that, man. Sounds good. Does this radio sound a little better than my last one?
Yeah, I'd say so. It's a little clearer. Over.
Copy that. I'm just on the Midland instead of the HD from the living room. But, yeah, sounds good. Potentially Sunday.
Roger that. Say 10 o'clock. Over.
That works out for me. I can see if it works out for John.
All right, sounds good. I'll see you fellas then. Over.
Roger that. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear monitoring.
And this is WSET 257. I will be clear and monitoring as well.
Thank you.
bringing them back.
Rubber biscuits.
WSHB 336, mobile monitoring. WSHB 336, mobile monitoring.
WSLI 302, standing by.
WSHB 336, mobile monitoring.
WSMF 861 Grid reporting from 696. Can you hear me?
WSGH 880 monitoring.